Hi, thank you for calling Stewart Construction. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you're a new customer, or press 2 if you're an existing customer.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Richard. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something... Yes, can you hear me still? Hello?
Hello?
Richard? Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Excellent. Okay. So we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't supposed to be this month. It was supposed to be the this next 24th that they were supposed to do it because I suspended it because I'm up in North Carolina right now.
Oh, okay. Let me see here because I don't see... I see that for the July payment, they put a service credit on here. August was skipped, and they didn't charge you until September 24th. So that's odd.
Yeah, and then I needed, and then I called back like the week before, and told them that I was going to North Carolina, and I said I just needed to suspend it for the month or whatever, so until this next 24th.
I see. Let me see here. All I see is the note that says, client called in requesting deposits account for 1 month. He will be traveling and does not want to be charged. I informed him I will place the account on pause with a scheduled reactivation date of September 24th. At that time, the account will automatically reactivate. The client understood and had no further questions. So after that, the account went into my queue because it wasn't going through. So there wasn't another call putting it on hold for another month. And now we're in a situation where we can't do a hold with a past due balance. So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month at the set time. So in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So, and I'm actually looking at the call history on your account, and there wasn't another call after 8:22. The next call was myself dialing out to you, and that was yesterday and today. So there's no incoming calls from August 22nd.
Back when that call was made, I think she maybe misunderstood what I was saying or something about it being 6 months. You know what I mean?
I don't think so, because you should have been charged on August 24th, and that one was a pause. So the September, so there was a one-month pause. You see what I mean? For the August 24th. So you hadn't paid us since back in July. So are you still in North Carolina?
Yeah, I'm still up here, yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I was saying, I don't know why it would have been something that, you know what I mean, like, If I'm out here, why would I? What I mean? So maybe she.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, that call is recorded for quality assurance. I could go back and listen to it if you like, but
it
looks like right now that there's a $249 past due balance. Come October 24th, that will reoccur to $498. It continues to do so until it settles. So one thing that we can consider, just in case that call does confirm what it says in the notes, is that your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. You don't need a batch of Facebook ads that would run for Crestview when you're not even there right now, right? So we could at least take those off, and that would lower that past due amount to $149. And then, you know, once that settles, we can put the account on another pause, or, you know, you may want to just keep it at the $149 pricing moving forward, you know, but I wouldn't want you to, you know, start it up again until you get back into the area. You know what I mean?
Okay. So So if you can call me back, what's today? What's today?
Today is. Right now. Oh no, I understand. Today's Tuesday, which is the 30th of September.
The 30th. Okay, so do you want to give me till probably the end of the week, and then what's today the 30th? I don't know.
Yeah, Friday is October 3rd.
Yeah, if you can call me on Friday, that'd be fine. Just, you know, like probably before 6 o'clock or something.
You got it.
And
okay.
I wanted to let
you know also, and this might be a result of you traveling, is that we're getting a notification that your domain is expiring within 30 days. So if you recall, when you signed up with us, we built your website on your domain. So you probably have to renew it with them, too, to keep it active. If you don't want that same web address, we can get you a new one. That's no problem. But if you want to keep your same web address, just, you know, maybe on Friday when you get this up to speed, you get, you know, let them know also that you want to renew the domain, because usually when you renew them, they're good for a year.
Yeah, yeah. So I probably would just need the domain address or whatever, and then get on there and then just attach a card to it, too, whatever.
I think that's what it is. Yep. Yeah, so
yeah,
let me just see.
The other reason is because I have some issues with some charges on my card anyway, so I'll have to give you guys a new card on Friday because I had to switch my cards out because there was, like, a couple weird-ass charges on my friggin' account, and I was like, so I had to go into the bank and get a different card. So now, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
So it was a bunch of dumb stuff, I got a new card or whatever, but I'm gonna have to, if you guys want to call me back Friday, that'd be good. Okay,
I will call you back on Friday, and then let me just see here, I'm just checking real quick the domain address so that you do you know who you bought it from, if it was like a GoDaddy or a Wix site, or do you know who it was?
It might have been GoDaddy, I think.
Okay. So, if you don't know, I can get some more information from the web department and have it for you on Friday, but let's just see here. Looking for the domain address. The thing is, when the account goes into suspension, it just shows us that it just has like a...
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have that information for you on Friday, so we'll see what the web address is, but also if you gave us some credentials to where you purchased it from, that way I can, you know, give it to you on Friday, too, okay?
Okay, yeah, so if you call me on Friday, I'll just make sure, you know, whenever you guys get to say that or whatever, and then we'll just go from there, and then if you got the info for that, I'll just...
I got it right now. StuConstruction.net. That's the web address.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. I'll talk to you on Friday before 6 o'clock, right?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. I'll call maybe 5:30 or so. Okay. Talk to you then. Have a good rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Bye.